ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Presented by Zadok Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, we started that last segment about whether or not Julian Edelman was a Hall of Famer because there is a story today asked by, who was it that asked him? Asked by Yahoo Sports. LeSean McCoy was asked whether or not Julian Edelman is a Hall of Famer, and he said, Hall of Famer? No, come on, man.
LeSean Olale.
LeSean McCoy then asked, are you a Hall of Famer? And he said, yeah, I think I got a good shot.
I got to give it up to myself. I am.
And if you want to know the truth?
His numbers are pretty good.
His numbers are great.
Yeah.
LeSean McCoy, really, I was like, LeSean McCoy.
No, it's better than you think. Oh, run and pass. Run and catch.
All time, where do you think LeSean McCoy is in rushing?
All time, I would say he is in close to the top 10.
22nd.
See, that guy shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Right behind, and here is.
I have no feel for this. I have no feel for
so
where
So here is, and he's right behind. The guy who is actually, he's the Mendoza line, O.J. Simpson. After O.J. Simpson, it's rare to after 21st running back, that's where O.J. is right now at 11,236. It's rare to get into the Hall of Fame. The next guy is 37th, Earl Campbell, with 9,400 yards. Then Jim Taylor gets in at 40th all-time. 85, and it's rare. Larry Zonka, Leroy Kelly, these guys were, there are some injuries involved, but there were also, Larry Zonka was a great player. Floyd Little is in, he's 80th all time, but he was fantastic for a short period of time. After O.J. Simpson, it's tough to get into the Hall of Fame. There's guys like Warrick Dunn, Ricky Waters, Jamal Lewis, Thomas Jones, Tiki Barber, Eddie George. It's rare.
None of those guys feel like Hall of Fame.
Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah, so you do have to take into account how long they play. See, to me, the NFL should not be about how long do you last. I understand that baseball's got that. For running back specifically, I want to know your six best years.
Well,
and I think Marshawn Lynch
that's
is
how Terrell Davis got in.
Yeah.
Terrell Davis got in with 7,600 yards.
He got in because of an injury makes it easier on
him. Yeah. Dale Sayers had, you know.
Yeah. But I think Marshawn Lynch... Yes, his six best years, his body of work inside that, the way that he dominated. All right, so how did he play? Forget how many yards he had. How did he play? He was a physical menace. He broke tackles and created for himself. He had the ability to take control of games. He had iconic runs. He had helped with their ability to win at a high level. Everything about Marshawn Lynch tells you should be Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I would, I think Marshawn will probably get in.
Yeah, it's not just stat.
And Marshawn at this point is 29th. LeSean 22nd.
If you needed one good game,
yeah,
Marshawn Lynch is in that conversation for sure.
I would think Marshawn Lynch would be in ahead of LeSean McCoy. I think LeSean McCoy is right there with the. I mean, these are some good backs. Warrick Dunn was a good back. Ricky Waters was a good back. They're not in, and they're not getting in. Jamal Lewis not getting in, and they're right there with LeSean's numbers, but ahead of them. Just about everybody is in except Fred Taylor. Frank Gore is going to get in. Frank Gore, if he retires today, is in. Adrian Peterson retires today, is in. And that's it. They're third and fifth all-time in rushing. They're going to be in the Hall of Fame. LeSean McCoy might actually be right there, that Mason-Dixon line, not the Mendoza line, the Mason-Dixon line, the difference between the North and the South. That's what LeSean McCoy probably is.
Frank Gore should retire today, not because... Don't play at 38, but he's at an even 1,600 yards. Just say.
Exactly 16,000.
Exactly 16,000, yes.
So Frank
exactly
Gore, 16, to me, is a lot like Curtis Martin in that Curtis Martin was that grinder, played a long time, super durable, super dependable, And then when you look at Frank Gore, despite having two ACL injuries in college, I remember, he actually has been pretty durable and reliable.
Well, Curtis Martin had 14,000 yards in 11 years. Frank Gore has been around for 16 years.
He's got
averages 1,000 yards a year.
He's got 9,000 yard seasons.
What number is he right now all time?
Frank Gore, 3. Yeah.
Well, he's obviously all of
it. Yeah. And if he gets 727 more yards, he'll pass Walter Payton.
But at no point did you feel like, man, the great Frank Gore.
Yeah, because you're disrespectful. That's why.
Frank Gore, the guy who's just dominating the
look
league.
Look at the U's.
Real
I felt
ones
that way about
said.
Shady. He had a nickname, yeah. Shady. What's Frank Gore's nickname?
Durable.
Frank. Yeah. Dependable Frank.
Actually, his nickname.
Hello, guys. It's me, Frank here.
His nickname is the Inconvenient Truth. I don't know where that came from, but that's what it says.
No, is it?
Yes.
You know why? Because you're like,
oh, Frank.
For this very segment is the Inconvenient Truth. Like, no, there's no way Frank Gore's third all-time in rushing, averaging 1,000 yards. Yeah, it is. Man, that just doesn't seem real. Well, sorry about that Inconvenient Truth on you. Frank Gore is the Inconvenient Truth.
He is. And LeSean McCoy is an Inconvenient Truth, if you want to know.
But Shady was a big fantasy foot. There was no question. Shady was first pick in fantasy football 1 year. If you have
then
that
you're
kind
a Hall of
juice,
Famer, I think.
Yeah, that
well,
makes you a Hall of Famer.
Well, that's going to go for his, isn't it? John McClane. J.D. was a Hall of Famer. He was the first pick in the NFL draft, in the NFL fantasy draft, for like 2 out of 3 years. So that's a Hall of Fame running back.
What?
Yeah, that's the case. Wait a minute, David Johnson, Hall of Famer.
Does he make the Texans ring?
David Johnson. I can't even find him on this list. There's 1,000 guys. Can't find David Johnson anywhere.
How would you find David Johnson?
He has one good year.
David Johnson is 232nd. I don't think he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
That's way higher than I would have thought.
Russell Wilson has more rushing yards than he does. Literally, a lot more yards. Russell Wilson has 4,500 yards.
I believe you.
Yeah. David Johnson, 3,800. It's disrespectful a little bit. Russell Wilson is being a little disrespectful.
To what? Because he's more productive than David Johnson?
Yeah.
How's that Russell Wilson's fault?
Because Russell Wilson, oh, look at me running all. How's this?
No. You insulted him a little bit.
Look at me producing.
Yeah, how dare I?
Look at me being a productive player, earning his
Cam
contract.
Cam Newton has a lot more rushing yards. He's 119th all time.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard. David Johnson's not an all-time great. Yeah.
Wow.
Despite what Bill O'Brien may have told you, may have tricked you with one of his
second
when he was delivering the pepperoni
David
to you.
Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins.
Remember when the Texans were giving you the pepperoni?
Yeah.
Telling you phrasing. How good all these guys were, and you were like, yeah, and they said, take this pepperoni pizza.
Well, did you see David Johnson in the last two games?
Here's some Italian sausage for you, too.
Mm. What? Don't do that with your hand.
Yeah, he was leaning into it from the start.
From the start. Why did it take you so long to just do the Italian sausage? The Texans are feeding you full of sausage and pepperoni.
Joe and Renee.
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong.
Joe and Renee, your guys are first up. Is that Renee? Is that a...
I don't know why Will spelled that in his name that way.
R-E-N-A-Y.
Will, where do you live?
That looks like a girl's name, kind of.
But who spells their name? Is that how he spells his name?
No, he just doesn't know how to spell Will.
R-E-N-E is Renee, isn't it?
Will, R-E... I thought it was R-E-N-E-E. I've never seen
two.
It's just R-E-N-E.
There's double E for guys
for women.
And
with an accent mark.
Double. No, I have seen it both, actually.
I've seen women with the double E.
I've seen single and double.
I've never seen R-E-N-A-Y.
Well, but it's
easy to
pronounce.
Where did Will go to school?
He's doing a pronunciation.
Where did Will go to school? Ask him.
Where did Will go to school?
Where'd you go to school? Texas what?
No, high school.
Texas Wesleyan.
High school.
Where'd you go to high school? IMG Academy. He went to IMG Academy. In Florida?
Yeah.
For what?
That kid went to IMG?
Yeah.
Or for golf?
For golf.
He went for golf.
Yeah. Then he didn't know any Renee's there.
Oh, you could have a Renee. Yes, you could in golf. You could have a Renee, absolutely.
That's
but
a foreign spelling of
they
Renee.
They didn't have to spell anything at IMG Academy.
Will is
they
an IMG
went to school.
Academy
that's all they,
kid?
That's all they did was sports at IMG
Dude,
Academy.
Dude, IMG is nothing but you basically don't have to go to school anymore.
Yeah, no.
Like, if you want to quit school and just play sports, go to IMG Academy.
Go to IMG.
That's where Kellen Mond went.
That's why he's been an intern here for 2 years.
Kellen Mond, he's done no better? We keep tricking him?
He's a six-year intern here.
We keep tricking him because he didn't have any sense?
We got a couple interns who've been here.
Because he spells like that. How are you going to get a job when you spell like that?
That's fair. Yeah. That's C kids. You sit there and you don't want to go to school. You all think you're going to make millions of dollars. And before
IMG.
You know it,
that's
you're spelling
great.
Rene, R-E-N-A-Y.
He's spelling it. He's using the French spelling is what he's doing.
Oh, no, that's R-E-N-E.
No, I'm looking at it. It's the French
Renoir.
Way. Of,
that's Renoir.
Rene. I'm looking at it. It's the French way of spelling
just
it.
Just because you say Rene.
Rene. It's a commune in France. Rene. R-E-N-A-Y.
Rene. He has to say Rene.
Rene. I thought he was a Ken K kid. I was all ready to
I
say,
thought he was a Memorial there are
no,
kid.
I know, I was going to say, there are no. Yeah. And it turns out he's an IMG kid, IMG. Which is actually means he's supposed to be a lot better than doing this.
Yeah, but you don't have to go to
somebody,
school ever.
Somebody screwed up. You're what? Supposed to be on a tour somewhere, Will.
Yeah. No. Apparently he said, no, I'd rather
Academy?
Intern here for 6 years.
IMG Academy? That's like, that's where they
the
send
best.
The high end. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best.
So what happened?
What? I don't know, ask him.
A misevaluation?
Save it for
now. Why are you guys,
did he have a shoulder problem? Did he have an injury?
Did he meet that, Lance years
might
ago?
Might have had a back injury.
Did you transfer your herpes to him?
Might have had a back injury.
Shoulder herpes, by the way.
You guys think his back
You know what
injuries?
Else is forever? What Jeff Aronoff does. It's forever. When he puts in marble, when he puts in that counter, when he puts in that that vanity, you know, vanities run out too. But here's the deal. Well, go ahead. You look at the bar over at Damaris and see if that's not forever. That is forever. And it is. It looks like it was. It's brand spanking new. Jeff Aronoff can make your whatever look great for years and years. That's what marble and marble and granite and stone, all of these things, they last forever. And Jeff Aronoff, he can pick this for you to make it look perfect, be it that outdoor patio, be it that kitchen, be it that bathroom, whatever it is. You got a big job, a big renovation. Jeff Aronoff is here for you, and he can do it better than anybody. What he does is he gives you 20% off because you're an ESPN 97.5 listener. Give him a call, 713-880-2822. Let him come to your home. Let him evaluate exactly what it is that you need. A big job, big jobs only, everybody. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
I'm in love with the go-go. I'm in love with the go-go. I got it for the lolo. I'm in love with the go-go.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
918 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's get Renoir in here. It's French, right? Hey, Renoir. Parlez-vous? René?
Yes.
How are you?
Hey, what's up?
I'm doing all right. I'm not French.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, see. Del. Yeah, nice job, Will. Spelling it like a Frenchie.
I tell you what, y'all made me spill my drink all over my dashboard. I'm over here driving, and y'all making me laugh.
What's going on?
I am Hispanic, so I spell it with that little curvy thing on top.
Yeah,
so,
but an apostrophe. Yeah,
it's R-E-N-E.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice job, Will.
My question today for y'all, if Deshaun don't start at all and he just sits it out or for his suspension or whatever's going to happen to him, would Tyrod Taylor do good this year? Or would he start, or would he be like a good fit for the future for the Houston Texans? I'll let y'all listen. Thanks, guys.
So Tyrod, it's going to be interesting. Tyrod Taylor. It'll be interesting to see how they perform. I mean, you have a different offensive coordinator. You have Pep Hamilton here. You have, what's his name, the quarterback coach? David or Kelly.
Tim Kelly.
Tim Kelly, yeah. So Tim Kelly and Pep Hamilton will be working together. My guess is they are right now taking what they had in place or what they were going to do, what Tim Kelly liked doing, what Pep likes doing. They're going to put it together, and they're going to alter it somewhat for Tyrod Taylor. I don't know that it's going to be a lot different than Deshaun Watson. I think it'll be actually pretty similar, if not exactly the same. Is he a good fit? He could be. Is he a long-term solution? No. Could he be a short-term, two-year solution? Yes, he could be.
Yeah.
He didn't really get his chance because he got injured and by a team doctor in San Diego. And he actually was better than expected and or better than you'd think he was in Buffalo. I don't think he has a big impact on winning, on playing winning football. But in terms of running the show and putting up decent numbers, yeah, I think Tyrod Taylor can do that. I mean, he's definitely better than the backup, Ryan Finley. That guy is literally just an average backup. That's what he is by league standards. So for me, Tyrod Taylor, Deshaun will not play for the Texans this year. I just can't see that happening. Can you see a scenario where he does?
No. No.
I don't think he's Texan worthy. Okay, so if they say eight game suspension, there's no chance that over that time that Deshaun goes and has a face-to-face and a heart-to-heart with Jack Easterby. Let me paint a picture and see what you think. He goes and he talks to Easterby and says, you know, I need your help. Maybe this probably doesn't happen. But from what I understand, he doesn't hate Jack Easterby.
No.
And let's say he goes, you know, I've fallen off. I've been a Christian man. I grew up a Christian man. This isn't who I am. This is something that's kind of got me. I need to get help. I want to get closer back to the Lord. I want to get close to my roots, how I grew up with my family and all that. And Jack says that, you know, that's great, Deshaun. Let's get you the help you need. You don't think there's a situation where Deshaun has a mea culpa with the organization? When I paint it like that, it does sound like it's potentially a possibility. I don't know that Deshaun wants to do that. I don't know if the organization, I do think forgiveness is a Christian tenet. I don't know that right now I'd tell you, no, not face the franchise. Absolutely not. And the McNairs have probably turned the corner on Deshaun. But I can, if I talk through it, I can see a scenario where if Deshaun humbles himself and goes specifically to Jack Easterby, I could see something where if he wanted to come back, he could.
Yeah, I could see that, but I don't see that. I could see that. I don't. Right. First of all, I don't believe it's Deshaun that Deshaun will do that. He doesn't want to be part of this organization. I know that for a fact. When asked behind the scenes, are you going to be? He said, no, I will not be here.
No, he does
now,
not.
Now, maybe all of this has changed everything in his life. Maybe it's changed where, you know, maybe he would like to, I don't know. Maybe he's come to the realization, crap, I don't, you know what? They don't want me anymore. So maybe by the way, I'm not sure there's a lot of teams that want me anymore. And if I can't play in Houston and I can't get what my value is for the organization, they might just let me sit. They might let me just sit this out, and that would stink to not be able to play football. Does Deshaun love football more than hate the Texans? That's a question. Does he love football more than he hates the Texans?
Yes. My guess is the answer would be yes.
I would think so. I would think that is the answer. I'm not going to speak for Deshaun.
I think he finds this as this. I don't know that he hates the Texans so much as he thinks he can't win here. And he thinks that they are incompetent at their yes. job. We all believe that.
Well,
Deshaun?
And maybe hates the wrong word. Maybe, yeah, as much as he has disdain for this organization.
Doesn't trust. You think it's disdain? I just don't think he thinks he can trust them. Maybe it's developed into disdain over all this stuff. But especially if he thinks they leak anything. But I think he just thinks, you guys have, this has been run so poorly. Yeah. He's probably not like any of us. He's probably like all of us in that, what is this crap? Really?
And I got to be in the middle of it.
And this owner?
Yeah.
Now, the only difference is he doesn't probably go, 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 go. Yeah. Deshaun doesn't do that because those paychecks come
from him. You don't
know
what Deshaun says about Cal behind the scenes?
Deshaun gets his paychecks.
Do you think he thinks, well, quite frankly, this is how Cal. No, he goes.
No, I think he's probably more respectful than we are.
I don't know. You don't know that.
Why? I think there's a great chance that everyone's more respectful than we are.
I don't think there's anybody out there less disrespectful than we are.
Yeah, I think we're the most disrespectful. Do you not?
I don't know.
You think a guy who gets millions of dollars from the owner behind his back is clowning him, maybe to his closest friends.
Okay. Like, you don't think Deshaun knows how he got those millions to give him? That he was in the Lucky Sperm Club.
Yeah.
That's it.
He knows that.
Cal has done nothing to merit millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, we all know that.
We all know that. I screwed it up. There's no one more disrespectful than we are, is what I meant.
No, that's
certainly true. Deshaun isn't as disrespectful as we are.
No,
There's no way.
I'm not going to say we're worse people.
But probably a couple of you are.
What?
You don't know what Deshaun says about Cal behind the scenes? You have no idea.
You think he is...
No, I think he knows Cal as a Dunsky, but I don't think he... I don't think he's as...
Do you think he says Dunsky publicly?
He would say that.
No, he said Dunsky. Well, it's the least offensive thing he's ever said about Cal.
No, I don't think Cal's hyper-intelligent. I don't think Cal is a great owner, and I don't think Cal has any idea what he's doing.
Look, there was,
I think Cal's easily manipulated. These are all factual statements.
There was one host on this station who just straight out called Cal slow.
Is he not here anymore?
No, I just not going to give the name because I was producing the show at the time. He just said, Cal's slow.
I don't know. Have you ever seen Cal run?
Be careful.
What is
run?
Oh, you mean?
Oh.
Yeah, no, I have it. I know he plays football.
I would guess that Cal is slow.
You don't think he can? You don't think he's fast?
I think he's speed challenged.
Well, yeah. Probably the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we're just going straight 40 times.
Right.
Yeah.
What about his three-cone drill?
So I think we've come to the assumption that Cal is challenged.
Oh, golly. You walked right
into it. Oh, yeah, no. Deshaun's definitely more disrespectful than you are.
Yeah, of course.
For sure, John.
We're talking about speed,
for sure, John.
Obviously.
Yeah, Deshaun is far more
disrespectful. You think he ever says it in a press conference?
No, he's not going to say that in a press conference.
Deshaun, what do you think of Cal's statement a couple days ago? Well, we know he's challenged. No, I don't think Deshaun is saying that.
I don't think that's ever coming out.
No.
Right. Speed challenge. That's what I meant.
You think he's got slow foot speed?
Yes.
He's slow-footed?
He is slow of foot.
He's a slew foot.
Your feet go out. I don't know if he has a deformity.
I don't think he walks like that.
No.
He's not slew-footed. Yeah.
No. He's just slow-footed.
A little bit slew-footed, but... back to Renee's point, question. I mean, I think Tyrod Taylor gives the Texans a chance to have an offense that's average. That's about it. I don't think it's going to be high end. You don't have high end wide receivers. You don't have high end running backs.
I'm making a prediction right now. You said, yeah, and you know what? Tyrod Taylor will be here, 2-year deal. Spencer Rattler will be the Texans selection.
Ooh.
Next year. Spencer Rattler.
Look at Lance shaking his head over there.
What's the matter?
He's heard some things, right?
He started slow. He had a good year.
I'm going to blame this on TA, who listens to the show. He used to play at Rice basketball.
Yeah.
His wife is a longtime listener. She actually is one of the ones who called the Sean and John's show when they talked about panty dropping music, and she talked about listening to some song for the first time she ever did things.
Mm-hmm.
There was a song on, and they talked about it. They had a whole show that turned into that, devolved into that. It was a really good show. Anyway, I got to know her. Her and my wife are, like, really tight. One is Longhorn Nicole, and one's Aggie Nicole, and they're the same person, basically. Aggie Nikki. She told me that they watch QB1. Do you ever watch that show, Del?
No, but so I know what you're talking about.
QB1, they take a look. Tate Martell, Spencer Rattler, I guess the top high school quarterbacks, and it's a documentary of them going through their process in high school, and they said he was not likable at all. Super spoiled, super entitled, just a lot of things that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. From a football standpoint, he's not ready yet, but he could be quickly. He was just a freshman last year, right?
Redshirt freshman.
Redshirt freshman.
Yeah, he's got one more year.
Yeah, so, or two.
Well, we'll see.
But probably one.
No, that's it. There's no reason to believe that Spencer Rattler can't move to the head of this quarterback class.
There's
when
none.
Sam Howell and
No. Spencer Rattler could very well be the top.
Willis. Top guy. I mean, what is this quarterback class?
It's open for a guy to take the lead.
JT Daniels?
Yeah.
It is.
What
open.
Is it? It's wide open.
Slovis is going to be up there.
Yeah, but who thought last year at this time that Zach Wilson
Or Mac Jones
would be two and three?
Absolutely nobody. Who thought Joe Burrow would be one the year before? Yeah. Nobody.
I did.
Who thought?
Thank you.
No, seriously.
No,
who thought
seriously,
Jared Goff and Carson Wentz would?
No,
nobody.
Seriously, I did.
Carson Wentz and Jared Goff, nobody. Nobody had those guys, top guys. Joe Burrow, nobody.
It's going to be somebody.
Kyler Murray, nobody.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, nobody. When is the last time the first pick of the draft was somebody you expected? Trevor Lawrence. Go all the way back, and it's nobody that was expected.
Andrew Luck.
2012, right?
Yeah. Cam Newton, Andrew Luck. But other than that, it's been, we got to see. No. Yeah, Jameis.
Yeah, Jameis.
Jameis was. J- Jameis was. But there's been a little run here where guys come out of nowhere. I mean, Carson Wentz was out of nowhere. Jared Goff was relatively out of nowhere. Baker Mayfield was a third or fourth rounder. Kyler Murray hadn't even played. Last time he had played football, he did some running plays at Oklahoma. That was it. He was like the special package gadget guy, and then he stunk at A&M. There was no chance that guy was going to be a first pick of the draft. He was 5 foot.
He was going to go play baseball.
Yeah, he was Kyler Murray, the baseball player. And so to think that next year, the top quarterback, everyone keeps saying Sam Howell, but I'll be honest, Sam Howell doesn't have the physical stuff that looks like the first pick of the draft.
What is he 6'2"? Like,
maybe.
He looks like juiced up Sam Ellinger. Yeah. That's what he looks like to me.
I would call him Doughy Baker.
Doughy Baker, juiced up Sam Ellinger. These don't feel like compliments.
They're not.
That doesn't seem like a compliment to me. 931 ESPN 97.5. I hope that answered your question. Renoir. Renoir.
Let me tell you about something else I'll answer your question. If your question, and I've gotten this several times in my direct messages, hey, Lance, what's the patio place? We want to get a new patio. And I always tell people to go to the website. I hadn't said this for a while. TCPLance.com, Texas Custom Patios, is the website. If you go to TCPLance.com, they're going to show you the before and after of my I'm looking at it right now, and it looks the exact same. I just need to blow some of the leaves out of there. But you can. The very first picture you're going to see is how they took a pitched roof and they added it. They added it to the space. They pitched it and added it onto the pre-existing roof. I just never would have thought of that. And Stephen Schell and his group, what they do is they create design. That's a 60-inch TV screen, by the way. They're doing 80-inch, 90-inch right now. That you'll see in the picture. You can see the before and after of what they're capable of doing when you go to tcplance.com and the work that they do. And mine is a basic, I just have basic space that's incredible, stamped concrete. They've got a channel drain that they've added in there in case of any kind of heavy, heavy rains. The work that they do is top notch. The price that they set is going to be the price. And the timetable and time frame is the time frame. And one thing is they stay on top of the job so that you don't have to worry. And the work that you get and the results are incredible. You will get the amount that you put into that house. In most cases, you're going to get that same amount when you sell the home. TexasCustomPatios.com. Go see my home at TCPLance.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 936 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 92.5 as well, people. You can listen on both. If you're out west, that's where you will go. So there is a NFL odds, MVP chances. Who do you think? It's interesting. Well, I don't think it's interesting. I think this is pretty straightforward. And actually, wow, Deshaun doesn't even show up on the list.
You can't put a... Why would Deshaun Watson be on a list? You'd have to believe he's going to play the whole year. Who believes that?
Yeah. Oh, no. Deshaun is on the list. He's all the way down, actually.
Plus 10,000.
No, he's 22-1.
If he has no punishment.
22-1. If Deshaun is, if he doesn't have all this crap going on, where would Deshaun be?
Who's he going to win the MVP for?
Well, it doesn't matter. He'd be playing football if it wasn't for all this crap going on.
You know what?
If he does play football this year.
All right. So let me guess. I would say 8.5-1, 9-1. Where would that put him?
Well, nine to one would put him in a tie with Aaron Rodgers. Second.
Oh, not that then. Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, well, he would be up there.
No, because you don't.
Why not? Josh Allen is 10-1.
Right now, he doesn't have a team.
Well, no. But if Deshaun didn't have all this crap going on, you figure he would have a team.
16-1. Where would that put him?
16-1 would put him behind Matthew Stafford. He wouldn't be behind Matthew Stafford. And Lamar Jackson.
But if he's not
he'd be probably 14.
Right now, Deshaun couldn't be anything more because Deshaun says he's not playing, and the Texans say, we're not trading you. So how could you make him anything more than 16-1? You could at least get action.
He would be tied with Kyler Murray and Tom Brady.
That's fine. You could get action at 16-1. Well, you can't get action.
He's 22-1 right now. So if he didn't have all this stuff swirling, I think he'd be a lot higher. I think he'd be with Josh Allen at 10-1.
That's a terrible number. Well, then he's a dead play.
Well, here's the deal: is I don't think you can put him at 1,000-1 because God forbid he does play this year.
Right.
And
yeah. Right, you could put him at 50-1.
No, even still. Those are way too high odds. If he's on the field
this year.
Where's
he going to go that he's going to win a trophy?
He's going to go to the Bears. The Bears can trade for him. You know, you never know.
Bears have already promised Andy Dalton that he's the starter.
They said that. They tweeted out QB1 in a picture of Dalton.
Yeah, well, we promise you if we don't get Deshaun Watson, you'll be QB1.
It's Twitter
official.
No,
you know, they did get in trouble for putting that out there. That wasn't Bears management that put that out there. It was their PR department.
Social media.
Yeah. And they were like, dude, what?
Yeah. And Nagy's like, go to the tour. But Andy Dalton's come out and said, they told me I'm QB1 when I came here.
Yeah. Well, guess what? You were until we got Deshaun Watson. Then you're not QB1 anymore. But I don't know that anybody can trade.
Okay, do any of these words, this is our guy, Rhino.
Wow. Get this, though. Dak Prescott is 18-1. Deshaun is 22-1. So is Justin Herbert, 22-1, and Russell Wilson, 22-1. Russell Wilson is 22-1. That might be the best odds on the board.
Yeah, that's not very good. Herbert, they're begging you to take Herbert. You won't win with Herbert. You could win with, but Herbert could impress. You won't win with Herbert. The guy is, where's Josh Allen?
Josh Allen's 10-1.
That's probably the play. You'd like a little better odds than that, but that's probably the play is Josh Allen.
Yeah.
If you want some odds, who's number one?
Patrick Mahomes. What, 5-1.
Where's Lamar?
Lamar is 14-1.
Ooh.
Another MVP. Yeah, I think people are hesitant until they see David him Culley, win in the postseason. So you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he lost David Culley. That's a shot. Well, that's awful. That is
no,
awful.
No, but they added, who did they add? They added a wide receiver in free agency. They're probably going to draft one. Mark Andrews, Hollywood, a couple new receivers. I wouldn't just J.K. Dobbins
is
in his second year.
Is Hollywood still there? Wasn't he a free agent?
No. Hollywood just got drafted.
He's still on his rookie
ago.
Deal, right?
Yeah, he's still on his rookie deal. It's going to be his third year. I would tell you that I think Lamar Jackson is not a bad play. He's going to get his running yards, and now he's going to have more weapons. I think, would you say 14-1? 14. I think that's pretty good odds.
I kind of like, well, I like Russell at 22-1. I think that's the best buy.
That's
a former
futures.
MVP. Here's the problem with Lamar Jackson is that I think that voters would hold it against him because he doesn't play well in the postseason. He won a game. I got it. He finally won
a
game.
But if he does, isn't that the big benefit? Isn't that the big bump he gets?
Yeah, but I think that there's in the back of their mind, wait a minute, we've seen this before. We actually gave him the MVP before, and then he laid a turd.
But if he plays well... You know, it's the problem's going to be for Aaron Rodgers, for Pat Mahomes. If Josh Allen comes up, it could be his turn. Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
If it's Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, it could be that is Josh's turn.
Yeah.
If his numbers are somewhat equal and his team has one more win,
yeah.
And maybe that's a good call. Maybe
right.
That's a good call.
Right. No. You know what? Josh Allen probably a 10-1 is a really, really good call. He's the guy. He's the highest that hasn't won an MVP yet. That is up on the board. Obviously, he's third. He's third on the list behind Aaron, right behind Aaron Rodgers at 9. So, yeah, there's a good chance. Matthew Stafford hasn't won one either. He's 14-1. You think he plays that well now with the Rams? I mean, there's a chance.
No, Matthew Stafford could end up having a big season. Year. And then he's going to be what you're going to get with Matthew Stafford. Is there's going to be a lot of media. Now, think about it. That is kind of a feel-good story. A guy who's languished in Detroit his whole career all of a sudden comes out to Los Angeles and takes a Super Bowl, a former Super Bowl team, and all of a sudden, you know, he re-energizes them and their offense, and he ends up throwing for 4,600 yards.
Under a good offensive
and
coach?
40 touchdowns. No. There would be a groundswell of media who would say, kind of like there was with Aaron Rodgers this year, groundswell of media who goes, love this comeback story for him. He's been off the grid, kind of a forgotten man. I could see him being that guy, yeah, for sure. And he's got weapons. He's got weapons over there, and his running game's going to be better this year with Cam Akers, with those fools not playing other running backs, not named Cam Akers. They finally go to the real running back from the beginning of the year.
What about have something on Cam Akers?
What's that?
You seem very into playing Cam Akers.
Did you have something on his fantasy team?
No, I had a high grade. I did him on my fantasy team. And for half the year, I'm like, this guy sucks. They're not even playing him. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the guy. I had a high grade on him. I had him higher than Jonathan Taylor. I thought Cam was really good.
Dak Prescott at 18-1 might be a good buy. There's another. No, but he's got weapons. He's got weapons. He's a comeback story, especially after that ankle.
Yeah.
If he throws for 4,500 yards.
He does. And then they win. But how are you going to win it when you win eight games? How can you
or
win?
Or six.
How can you win it? MVPs are saved for teams that win 11 games and more.
Yeah, that's true.
When's the last time an MVP was won by a team that didn't win at least 11 games?
Well, one of Matt Stafford's new teammates is going to be under a little bit of trouble. Aaron Donald. Looks like he will have assault charges filed against him on behalf of someone over an incident that happened over the weekend. So there's a picture out there, and this guy got beat up. His eyes swollen shut.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's ugly. So, yeah, Aaron Donald's going to be facing something. Yeah, you can just type in Aaron Donald, and it's there.
Wow.
Like it happened with the morning of April 11th between 3 and 4 a.m.
Yikes, dude's eye is bad.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
That ain't going to do anything other than be a payday.
I thought Aaron Donald was just a nice guy.
I mean, we don't know what happened here.
Yeah, I don't know, but assault charges are allegedly going to be filed, according to the guy's lawyer.
We don't know what DeVincent Spriggs said or did to him.
Said? What could he have said to to justify that?
You ain't even on J.J. Watt's level?
You think that's enough to get
him? Okay, no, but what if he said, he could have said, you're so
basic.
What
about T.J. Watt? You should have won the defensive
MVP. Yeah, he could have said T.J. Watt. He should have said, T.J. Watt, your daddy. What if he said, you're nothing but a pumped up, like you're nothing but a souped up Malik Collins?
I don't think anything other than putting his hands on him is going to justify that. No matter what he said. Vincent Spriggs, as long as he didn't put his hands on Aaron Donald, he could have said anything he wanted. You don't get to do that to somebody.
No.
What I've seen on Twitter is if you talk reckless, you're going to get
You want to follow Twitter law?
Twitter? What? I feel like we do.
Seems like a
Twitter
mistake.
Twitter law is not. Twitter law is really, really strict and really, really loose at the same time. It's super strict for some people, and for others, it's like,
if you're famous and we like you, we'll let you get away with anything.
We let you get away with anything.
If you're famous and we don't like you, we'll cancel your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Fights on a plane? There's rules. There's levels to this.
This dude.
This guy got his eyes.
He got his ass kicked. All right, we got to take a break. 9:46 ESPN 97.
He does not look happy about this at all. And you know what else? You can tell he has on sling. So he got his
It looks
shoulder
like
jacked
shouldered,
up.
Yeah. Oh, maybe was Lance involved? There's some shoulder herpes here.
Lance, were you the other assailant?
Maybe he got pushed off of a ladder.
Maybe.
Maybe he was standing on a ladder and he got pushed off and then punched in the eye. Wow. Double whammy.
All right, 9:46. Don't go to her.
Bye.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
9:49 ESPN 97.5. Yeah, Lamont said Major League Baseball may step in a pile of poop with the relocation of the All-Star Game. The GOP is talking removing their antitrust exemption. Every time there's something happens, they talk about removing antitrust.
It's always exemption.
It's all a bunch of.
Do they even have
politicians are a bunch of hot air?
And do they even have the control to do that for the next couple years?
No. But he says, I'm sure the some Democrats are pissed too. No, Democrats are pissed at Georgia. Democrats are, I don't know.
It's always the we don't like what you did, so we'll punish you. You're not gonna. They're not gonna.
They
do
never
anything.
Do anything.
They never do anything.
Nobody's. I mean, it's nice rhetoric. We're going to take away your antitrust. Now you'll learn. You'll listen to us.
I've been hearing about antitrust punishment since I was a kid.
Yes.
I don't remember it ever taking place.
Ever. Yeah, when they're striking. We're going to take away your antitrust. No, you're not.
You're not.
Because big time sports runs this country. Grant Connell is not going to the Texans in 2022. Although, where did Grant Connell end up? He went and
did he transfer?
He left.
I think he's at Memphis now.
He's at Memphis?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Grant Connell's a good quarterback. We'll see what happens. Didn't work out with Sonny. Neither did Kyler Murray. Neither did Kyle Allen.
All guys who started NFL games.
Yeah.
All five stars, too, I think.
Yeah.
It's Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen was number one.
Yeah.
He was the number one quarterback in the country.
We had to hear about Grant Connell for like 4 years. This kid is going to revolutionize just literally lifting your arm. It's that good. When he lifts his arm, rays of sunshine shoot out of his arm. This guy is going to be really good. And I watched some of his tape. And I was like,
what?
Wow. What did he say off mic?
I'm wasting my time on this.
What did he say off mic?
I'm wasting my time on this.
Well, wait. Grant Connell now maybe in a different system. For whatever reason, Sonny, who did wonders with Case Keenum.
His reputation.
And Johnny Manziel.
And Johnny. Well, yeah. I mean.
Even quarterback.
Johnny was all improv.
Johnny was kind of just Johnny.
But even at Oklahoma.
I think Johnny was going to do that anywhere he went. He's
and
just
Case,
off.
You know, Dana was highly responsible
but
for Case.
But Kevin Sumlin was at Oklahoma, and his quarterback's produced there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and by the way, when Texas A&M beat Oklahoma, that was Sumny's offense. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Quarterback development took a downturn later in his head coaching tenure.
So I don't know what the hell happened with those guys. And let's see if Grant Connell does well, too. I mean, Kyler Murray ended up the number one pick in the NFL draft. Kyle Allen ended up starting in the NFL when he couldn't start at U of H.
He didn't start for long. They thought, like, wait a minute, we might have some. No.
That's a Taylor Heineke situation.
And then he went to Washington. But that's cool. I mean, he's playing in the league. Yeah. He's still a backup. I don't care. I don't hate on it. If I could be a backup quarterback
Are you kidding?
I would be a backup quarterback
right now.
It's the
greatest job in
sports.
Pick
up all my stuff, pack my bag, say, sorry, guys. I'll see y'all later. I'm going to be a backup.
Yeah. What? You're going to leave your whole family?
Why not?
You can't have them there distracting you from learning the playbook.
Then you'll be like Astros hitters. You won't be able to hit.
You got
to
focus on the playbook. You could be in at any time. At any time, you could be in.
Yeah, no,
you gotta
be ready.
You gotta know the playbook. You can't have kids around yelling and fighting about, you know, who gets to, you know, who gets the last homemade pretzel that mom made, or say, why did you do this, or throwing food at the dogs. Just no, you can't have that. It soaks up your energy. You don't have time to learn the playbook.
I said it a lot, what you just laid out. Sounds like a miserable experience to me.
No, it's not.
I go home, eat.
It's blessings.
Take a nap, wake up and watch what I want. You got to worry about legislating fights between the kids and the dog and food being thrown. Sounds like misery. God, what are you guys doing?
No,
why would you do that to yourself?
They're wonderful people that you love with
your
heart.
Kids aren't even really people till they're like 12 because they don't really they don't have empathy. They're working
just
off it and just doing everything for themselves.
People.
Yeah,
there's
they don't become real people till they're like preteens, and even then, they're still the worst.
Well, Maddie cares about other people.
No, Maddie cares about her morality. She's always, from what we've been told, imparting what she believes is right on everyone else.
No. Yesterday, she lectured all of us at the dinner table on the atrocities of Chad, and that people
in
are no longer
Africa?
Giving money to the country of Chad. And she told us she went and did math. To find out how she went and looked up in the middle of dinner how many calories they're allotted, and it's 700 for kids who are 12 years old. They get typically 700 calories of food. She was telling us about food rations, how many buckets of water they get per day as a family in Chad. She wants to raise money and donate to Chad. So she actually cares about people.
But what would she say?
I think my sons think that's a great idea.
They don't
care. As long
as
you don't have to. You know,
they don't have to do
too much.
Well, what would Maddie say about one of those kids in chat if they grew up to be a girl who, you know, maybe dressed a little outrageously?
Yeah.
What would she say about that girl?
She would just say that's a little inappropriate.
Well, what if she went into National Geographic and saw how they dressed.
She would have to be told.
With no tops on.
Well, not everyone in Chad dresses
that way.
Would she, think that was inappropriate?
We have to explain to half the audience now about what that means when you see National Geographic.
Tribes women?
National Geographic is Nat Geo? Me, a show where they do the prison videos? Like, well, no.
It used to be a magazine
where you'd see
tribes people.
And then, like, as a kid, I'm like, oh, it's not preferable, but I am getting some action here.
Yeah.
Look, it's not the best.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, it's like, I would call eye candy, but
wasn't it the best?
I am getting some action here.
Hanging down. I mean, it wasn't optimal, but at least it was something you were seeing, and you're like, hey, I don't usually see this.
Do you think you've taken over for saying the wildest things on this show?
Yes, I do.
No, I'm just being honest. You would be like, I mean, it's not great, but it is still this.
It's something.
So what I think Madi would say, she'd go, this is a little inappropriate.
Yeah.
Well, Madi, they don't have clothes, and in their culture anyway, it's not considered. It's not something they're embarrassed about, or maybe it's a... It would take her a while to get over the fact that there would be women topless out in public. Yes. And you have to explain it to her, and she'd have to be okay with it. But she still would not sit well with her. She'll raise money for them, but it would not with a big sale.
Do you think she might stop raising money if she saw pictures like that? Because that's
now,
where her money's going.
Them.
That's where her money's going.
If those same women
inappropriateness?
If they were twerking, then there's no money. There's no money coming their way.
Oh, my.
If the
goodness.
Same woman started twerking
and
she saw that, she'd be like, I'm not sending any more money to
Chad. I think that's called the native dance. It's not called twerking.
No, I didn't say native dance.
Okay.
I said twerking.
So you think if the women of a tribe in Chad that you saw in National Geographic started dancing to this, Madi would change her opinion?
She would not be a fan of the women of Chad that she's raising money for. And here's something else. I don't think she's ever going to raise money for anyone who dances in reggae hall to the reggaeton in the reggae halls where the guys jump off of the tables and land with their groin smashing another woman in the groin.
No.
And starts, you ever seen those videos?
Don't think I want
to. Oh, my God. You 100% do want to see those.
Oh, yeah?
I'll pull it up right now. It's a rabbit hole that you can't get out of for 3 hours.
Wait, so they jump off and they smash smash groin areas into each other.
Apparently.
Okay. I didn't see this. Is this like a Buffalo Bills tailgate?
I don't know how to find it.
Is Bills Mafia involved?
I need to find...
Yeah.
Well, we got a break. You can look for it.
Well, but we do have to say goodbye.
Yeah. I mean, we ended the segment suggesting that the women of Chad were dancing to WAP, twerking. But honestly, it's time for...
Bye, bitch.
Do you think Nadia would approve of that?
I know she wouldn't.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't.
Hope you know me.
Lingerie section of the Sears catalog was second only to National Geographic. That's true.
Or
the lingerie.
The lingerie.
That catalog. Was pretty good. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Look swimsuit? What she's wearing.
The swimsuit issue.
Yeah.
Now they just kids immediately go to. Let's see what's
up. They don't even have swimsuits.
Fetish porn.
Yeah.
Why would you do swimsuit
right.
issues?
Swimsuit
they're
issue.
Like,
nobody
what?
Cares.
We're not selling anything.
9:59.
When it comes to sports betting, sportsmapbets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, sportsmapbets has all the info you need to make the best play. sportsmapbets.com.